Hello, I'm Patricia Casey, and I am here to talk to you about my recipes. I'm probably better known to you as a psychiatrist who works in the Mater Hospital than as a cook. But I love cooking, I love talking about cooking, I love holding food and handling food, and of course I love eating it. I hasten to say I'm not a professional chef, so I'm speaking to you as an amateur, but with a great fondness for this hobby. This is a very unusual ice cream that I'm going to share with you. And I only very recently discovered that this existed when I was browsing through some recipes, looking desperately for an unusual after for dinner, as it were. And I came across this and I made it, and it's wonderful. And it's a marmalade ice cream. And for this, you're going to need Seville orange marmalade, caster sugar, whipping or double cream, and orange juice. So four ingredients. It takes only a few minutes to make, and this is a recipe for four. So specifically what you're going to need 310 grams of Seville orange marmalade. And it's got to be Seville orange marmalade. Don't attempt to use dark marmalade. I once did as an experiment with some dark marmalade, treacle-based marmalade that I had made myself, and it was an absolute disaster. I had to throw it out. Use Seville orange marmalade. I think that's because there's a certain sweetness in Seville orange marmalade, and you need 310 grams of that. You need 30 grams of caster sugar, and you need 500 mils of either whipping cream or double cream. That's 500 mils whipping or double cream, and keep that chilled until you use it. And you need 2 teaspoons of orange juice. It doesn't have to be fresh orange juice. It can be from concentrate. To be honest, I can't remember which I used on the few occasions I've made mine, but it's always turned out absolutely delicious. So what you do is you combine the marmalade, the cream, and the sugar in a blender, and you blend it briefly so that the peel is still in pieces. So I guess you're chopping it, but not chopping it to bits. You're not chopping the peel to bits. And then you just add the orange juice and mix it in, and you freeze it. And it freezes very quickly. It can be frozen. It'll be frozen in about an hour to an hour and a half. And if it's frozen solid, because you've put it in for too long, take it out for about and put it into the fridge for about 30 minutes, and that will make it less frozen and usable on the day. And this is really, really nice on its own. And it's, as you can see, extremely simple and cheap to make. This serves about four. You could serve it with a nice orange flavoured biscuit. Like, you can get orange flavoured, I think you can get orange flavoured shortbread. There are all kinds of orange flavoured biscuits out there now. And if not, just you could serve it with an ordinary shortbread. I certainly don't like wafers and ice cream at all, but there's nothing wrong with them if you happen to be somebody who likes them. Because it's ice cream, I serve it in my glass dishes or my glasses. I have a great fondness for these, for glass when it comes to ice cream. It's obviously very high in calories, so if you're on a diet, this isn't for you. But as a special treat, it's absolutely wonderful. Marmalade, I always associate with tea, mainly probably because it's a breakfast time dish. I thought I'd link it to a very quirky little tune called Tea for Two. Tea for Two was a phrase that was originally used in 18th century England by hawkers when they were trying to attract business by reducing the price of cups of tea for the people walking the streets who were wanting beverages for refreshment. And that idea, Tea for Two, was taken up by two composers in 1924 called Vincent Yeomans and Irving Carson. And they wrote the song Tea for Two. And of course, it was sung famously by Doris Day in No, No, Nanette. But there's another interesting connection as well. Shortly after it was written, which was 1924, Dmitri Shostakovich, the classical composer, one of my favourite composers, and listeners to this podcast will get to know quite a lot about him because I intend playing a lot of his music for you. In 1927, somebody bet that he would orchestrate the piece, and he undertook to do it. He rose to the occasion, and within 24 hours he had orchestrated Tea for Two, and he called it the Tahiti Trot, as in Tahiti, the place, and Trot, T-R-O-T. And it became Orchestral Arrangement Opus 16. So it's got these two very interesting connections. So here we go. Sit back, get out your china, and listen to Tea for Two.